we're free to receive his breakthrough. We are thanking you for joining us on the Master's Call. Again, this is Tammy in South Carolina. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to my sister.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for greeting us and seating us this morning. Thanks for doing a phenomenal job. And this is Freedom Friday. How awesome is that? Because, see, we all have been set free from something. The Master is so gracious in Romans. It talks about in chapter 6 how the Lord has set us free from our sin because and we have become slaves of righteousness. See, before we may have been slaves of sin, but today we stand firm to know that we have been freed, and now we are becoming righteous. We're becoming holy. Those strongholds that used to hold us back, they don't hold us back anymore. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is liberty, and what is liberty? Liberty is freedom. So we have been set free on this Freedom Friday. So whatever has been holding you back, know that today you have been released and you are walking in the authority and the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Give God the praise on the line this morning. This is the Master's Call, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I welcome each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call began on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, as I have mentioned. And I just thank God for their yes. Because without their yes, I would not have this opportunity to connect to each of you every single Monday through Friday. And I'm telling you, I get so much strength when I dial into this call because we never know what we're going to wake up into. I thank God that we wake up into a new day, but we never know what challenges may come our way, what hurdles may come our way as we're driving to and from, some of us on this line, and we're going into the workplace. We don't know what's going to happen when we get there. But one thing I know that we can rest assured, because in 2012, all is well. So we welcome each one of you. We have a mission statement for this call, and the mission statement is that as you dial into this number, that your lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are beginning your day. See, here on the Master's Call, we always say it is all about the Master, because it is. Without him, we can't do anything. You know, we are connected to him, and he is connected to us. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto us. That means that without him, that's impossible. But with him, everything is possible. We also have a Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord because truly he has brought us through. So we bless God at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. The scripture reference that we have for this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayer comes before you." So we thank God for this platform where we're able to come and raise up our prayer request to him, where we're able to stand in agreement as family, where we're able to stand in agreement on one accord, where we're able to share love with one another, even though we haven't physically met one another, but we're able to share the love of God on this line, which his love is agape, which is unconditional. So we praise God, and we give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. If you are visiting this call for the first time today, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you've missed any of the calls that we've had from the inception of this call, then I invite you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. www.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived on that website. And if you miss any part of this call today, then I invite you to use our playback number, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number, 957-677-POUND. If you're interested in being a member of the leadership team for the Master's Call, then I invite you to send us an email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you have anything that you want to say, use that email and we will definitely respond to you. Today we're in our 37th day of our fast, and we're almost there to 40. Some of us are pushing on past 40. Whatever God speaks in your heart that you must do, that is what you need to do in this time. And I say right now, God is just calling us to be intentional. And in being intentional, there's different things that we need to do in different ways. In different ways, because truly this year he wants to take you to some new places. So make sure that your heart and your soul and your spirit is prepared to receive what God has for you. And if you want to just join us for these next few days in the fast, then send us an email and we will make sure that we get those directives to you. I always say it's never too late to jump on board to see what God has in store for you. See, the tool that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artists International. Some of you may not be connected to Artists International, and that is totally fine. We welcome each and every one to the call, no matter what business you're in. But most of us are in a phenomenal company called Artists International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And I say I thank God for their yes, because it allows each of us to tap into the vision that was given to them, not only for them, but the vision to be a blessing unto others through our products and through the business plan. So if you are not an artist distributor on the line this morning, then I say get back with the person who invited you to this call and let them know that you want to know what Artists International is about, and they will share that with you. Remember, all roads lead to Nevada. We're just 1 month away from Extravaganza, and I'm excited to see and hug each of you who are on this line and just to say, you know, I love you so much and share that love with you when we meet in Extravaganza. Make sure you check your back office for promotions and events, and make sure you stay connected. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Thank God. Father God, we come to you this morning. God, we just come lifting up our hands, lifting up our voices, lifting up our hearts to you, Lord. Father, we thank you for who you are. We bless your holy name. You are our Lord, our Master. You are our friend. You are our everything, and we depend solely on you, O God. Father God, we thank you this morning for the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to come together in this hour to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK, who over a year ago put their heads together to the call of your mission for this Master's Morning Call. So, Father, we just ask that you bless them going, bless them coming, O God. Bless their families, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for it in advance. And, Father, we just lift up our speaker to you this morning, Minister Robin. Father God, we thank you for her. We thank you for her diligence. We thank you, O God, for the words that she will come with from your throne this morning to bless us as we go out and minister in the marketplace. Father God, we thank and praise you that the phone lines are open, the airways are clear, there are no hindrances, nothing that will interfere with her delivering your message to us, your people. Father, thank you for all of our listeners as we have hearts to hear and and a desire to please you, Lord. Father, we just thank and praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise for all that you're doing in our lives and for all that you have to do as the time goes on. So, Father, we just give you this time. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in this place today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening up in prayer and for clearing the airways for the word of God to go forth this morning. God bless you. At this time, I would like to bring to the floor our speaker for this Freedom Friday. She is the prayer general for the TMC call. She has been dedicated to this call from close to its inception, and we just thank God for her life. She is a wife. She is a proud auntie, and I'm just going to break down the initials in her name this morning. The R, she is responsible. The O, she is obedient to the will of God. The B, she is blessed to be a blessing. The I, she is an inspiration to each of us. And the N, she is nice, and she's noble. At this time, it is my privilege and my pleasure and honor to bring to the floor this morning none other than Minister Robin Wilson at this time. Minister Robin, are you there?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me? I'm here.
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, woman of God.
Good morning. Thank you for that warm introduction, and I love you. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for just being sensitive to God with Freedom Friday. I love that. And Minister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Family, good morning to each one of you. And what the Lord has said to me, remember, he always starts with me first, and then for me to tell you, his people, as he teaches all of us. The word today is stand and watch God. Stand and watch God. Some of you, a question that I like to ask you, just as I ask myself, have you ever come against any type of situation or circumstances in your life and you didn't understand what was going on? Do you feel like there's just no way out, or that you're being mistreated and they're not being fair to you? Have you done all that you could do knowing that something has to change? Do you feel alone or not sure? Are there any type of uncertainties in your life and you need to have clarity? You need to get an answer? Have you said to yourself, I just don't understand? Or maybe you're saying that right now, I don't understand what is going on. Well, each one of us, I'm sure we've been there at one point in our life. Maybe we're there now. Maybe we've come out of that situation, glory to God. But God is true, and I want you to stand and watch your God. If you take time during your spare time and read the entire chapter of 2 Chronicles 20, and it talks about Jehoshaphat, and he felt this way. He was hearing that there were so many individuals and tribes of people and things coming against him, and he didn't know what to do. And us as believers, we have those same situations going on. It may be an individual. It may be a circumstance. It may be your family member. It may be the job. You may be thinking about the economy, and you're saying to yourself, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What's going to happen? Should it be this way? But God said in verse 15, don't be afraid, saints of God. Don't be dismayed, for the battle is not yours. It is God's. Hallelujah. You don't need to fight the battle. You don't have to set yourself up for the battle. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This is what the Lord told them in verse 17. He said, fear not, nor be dismayed. For tomorrow you go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I say to you, fear not. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord is with you. He is fighting every single battle. He is strategically going before each and every single one of us, and he's putting things in position so that it lines up with his will for your life in the name of Jesus. So you need to continue to stand, watch God, know that you have the victory. Stand and watch God and know that he's going to bring you out. No matter what it is, when the worst things happen, it could be a war, it could be a flood going through in your system, it could be a flood in your mind of doubt, things that are not of the Lord. You cast them down in the name of Jesus, and you think about things that are good, things that are pure, things that are lovely, because you know your God is on your side. We, as the temple of the Holy Ghost, we are his body, and he has everything lined up for you. So you take your place, and you know that that trouble has to go. Once you pray and you believe, when you pray, you receive it, and you stand. Stand and watch your God. No matter if it's death of a family member, no matter if you hear about suicide, no matter if the doctor has said cancer, no matter if it's lack, no matter if it's doubt, if it's pain, if it's divorce, if it's loneliness, God said, the battle is not yours, it is his. He will bring you out triumphantly. He will ensure that you win in every situation. You keep standing, knowing that you have the victory. Amen? And as we continue, know that you're victorious. Psalms 4, verse 3 says, but know that the Lord, he's the one who set you apart. He said that you're godly for him, and he said that he hears you when you call on him. So when you call, when you pray, when you seek him, he hears you. He set you apart for him. He even said to Moses in Exodus 14, verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. He was going to show the Egyptians that they had nothing on the people of God. Your enemies have nothing on you. What can they do to you? Nothing. You are victorious. You can do all things through your Lord, your God. He's the one who has strengthened you. God will be exalted in the midst of your trial. God will be exalted in the midst of that sickness. God will be exalted in the midst of that financial crisis. God will be exalted no matter what. You stand and you watch your God. He's fighting for you. You hold your peace. You have peace, his peace, not the peace of the world. So you don't have to fear. You don't have to grow weary, because in well-doing, you are not going to faint. Know that your God is in charge, and you stand and you rely on that, and you speak that, and you believe that, and you meditate on that, knowing that you have the victory. The Lord told Jacob, I am the Lord of hosts. I say to you, he is the Lord of hosts. He is your refuge. He is with you. He is your protector. He is your strength. He is your deliverer. He is your conqueror. And when we stand and we let God be in charge, he's the one who encourages us. And as we reflect on that, and as we spend time knowing that he's the one who began the work in you, it will come to pass. We can't do it ourselves. We need him. We rely on him. And sometimes we do try to do it ourselves. But you know what? We can get back up when we fall, and we can say, Lord, I repent. I gave my life to you. I want to be led by your spirit, because sometimes we get in the way. And I'm speaking to me. And it's like, no, Robin, let God do it. He has a better plan for me, for you, than I have for myself or that you have for yourself. His plan is good. His plan has a future for you in Jeremiah 29:11. His plan has an expected end for you. So you stand knowing that God will do it. Watch your God. Watch him be strong on your behalf, knowing that not one weapon formed against you can prosper. Yes, those weapons, they may form no matter what they are, but they can't prosper. They can't stay. They can't have no place. Remember, God is your strength. He's your refuge and a very present help in trouble. We will not fear, because through him, all things are possible, because we believe in him. So when we stand on his word and we believe his word, and just as it was said today, we are free in him. And who the Son has set free, truly we are free. And you need to know that. You need to believe that. You need to act on that. You need to rely on that. The word of God is the anchor of our soul. And when we stand on that, we will not go down. Peter, when he kept his eyes on God, when he watched Jesus, when he walked on that water, because his eyes were on the Lord, he watched him. He did not fall. But when he took his eyes off God, off of the Lord, he fell. So don't take your eyes off of what God has said. Don't take your eyes off of what he told you to do. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You continue looking forward, knowing that God is the one who said that you will go through. You walk in his way. You stand knowing that your God is going to bring it to pass. And I think about one of Yolanda Adams' songs, and I'm going to just give you the words to the beginning of the song. She says, I got the victory. I got the sweet, sweet victory in Jesus. Oh, yes, you do, family. You have the victory. You have the sweet, sweet victory in Jesus. He is your mighty conqueror. In him, I will trust. All my battles, he'll fight. Stand, watch your God. Know that that battle is not yours. It is the Lord's, in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, woman of God. Thank you so much for that on-time message. Stand and watch God. Watch God show up. Watch God show out in your lives today. She said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, sometimes we get so busy and we're moving so fast. We're doing so many different things at so many different times for so many people in so many different ways. And sometimes we need to just stand still and rest in God. And she said that God's plan has an expected end for you. So, see, sometimes you may not be able to see the way. You may not be able to know where you're going. But see, God's plan for you has an expected end. So that means that you need to have anticipation and expectation of what God is going to do in your life. Thank you so much, woman of God. And she said Yolanda Adams' song, I Got the Victory. So that's a song for you to listen to today. And not only that, Donnie McClurkin has a song that says stand. So no matter what you go through, no matter you go through the hurts, you go through the pain, but he said, after you've done all you can. And he said it again, after you've done all you can. And he said it a third time, after you've done all you can. He just said, you just stand. So no matter what comes your way today, stand on the word of God, stand firm and believe that God is truly in control. Minister Kathy, if you would come to the line and seal this call and seal this word out in prayer at this time. Remember, it is Friday, so we will be taking prayer requests and praise reports immediately following the end of the first part of this call. Minister Kathy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. I'm in a little bit of a noisy area, so hopefully you all can hear me well. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for the awesome opportunity to acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, today. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed and in our right mind. We give you praise for this awesome word from your servant today. Now, Father, I thank you that we are not just hearers of your word, but we are doers of your word. And we bless you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because we're going to stand, hallelujah, in the midst of it all, God, and watch you be God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are on our prayer list that are standing in the need of healing, Father, standing, watching you be Jehovah Rapha. We bless you right now for Sister Henderson, Lord God, as she's standing for her complete healing. We bless you right now for Missionary Hill, God, as she is standing, believing you for your complete miracle in her life and healing. Thank you, oh God. We bind up the spirit of infirmity now. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are indeed the great physician. And everyone else that's on our prayer list, we cover them now in the name of Jesus. We bless you, oh God, that you are indeed our provider. We're standing still and seeing you provide for us, oh God, watching you do it in the name of Jesus. So we're calling in the monies from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, for Regina. She prepares for her Israel trip. God, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone else that is in need of job, in need of breakthrough financially. Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You will provide, and we bless you today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that there's nobody else like you in our lives. Thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you, for you indeed care for us. And thank you, Lord God, that we can stand and declare your word in our lives. We understand that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you that you've given us the word of God that we can declare and condemn, that no weapon formed against us, and we can come against it with the word of God. We bless you, oh God, that you are indeed the God that's with us. You're the one that promised never to leave us. Thank you today, oh God, as we go about our day and we continue to do what you called and purposed us to do. We bless you, oh God, for everyone that's on our prayer list. Sean George, Lord God, we're holding him up before you for his salvation and deliverance. Oh God, I bless you that you are just being the God that only you can be. Thank you that you're the God of comfort. Thank you, Lord God, that you're comforting the Cooks family, Lord God. Thank you that your comfort even reign over the Ramo family, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, Robbins family. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that have even lost a loved one in this season, that you are giving us comfort, Lord God, and I bless you for it now. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We can't live this life without you, and we bless you, God, that as we go forth, we indeed do what you told us to do. We are ministers in the marketplace today, and we bless you for this opportunity to come into your throne room in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, women of God, for that powerful closing prayer this morning. To you, Minister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Sister Tammy, thank you for speaking freedom to us on this Friday. And what would this call be without the word of the God, of the Lord? Minister Robin, thank you. Thank you for that phenomenal word. Stand and watch God. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank God for you. We thank God that you have passed this way this morning on this Freedom Friday. And we pray that as you leave this call, that you do not leave the presence of God, that you would go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Remember to submit and obey the will of God that he has upon your life, and walk into your plan and your purpose, and the provision of God will be with each and every one of you. We love you here on the Master Call, and we will hear you on the line on Monday, with the 40th day of our fast. So we look forward to the great things, to hear the great things that God has done in your life. Goodbye for now. We love you. All righty, all righty. Are we ready for part two?
Yes, we are. Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Vanessa. I'll be manning the board this morning for Minister Kathy. So
Amen.
If anybody has a prayer request at this time, if you would hit star 6, you can enter into our prayer queue, and we will recognize you. Okay, we have them coming in right now. First, one of our other fellow prayer warriors, Minister Willa, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning. Wonderful word, Minister Robbins. Praise God. My prayer request is for a dear friend, Maxine Adair, and we've prayed for Max before. She called me last night and just asked that we keep her up in prayer because of some health challenges. So her name is Maxine Adair, and Adair is A-D-A-I-R. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, God bless you. And
God bless you. We will definitely continue to pray for Maxine. Thank you so much, Willa.
Have a blessed weekend. And now we're going out to Virginia to 571-251. The floor is yours. We've unmuted you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Good morning. It's Angela Hill, Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, and the prayer call warriors. You guys are so, so wonderful. I love you all. I wish I had you at home with me every day. I just want to, my prayer request is just thanking you guys for just keeping my family in your prayers. My son, Aaron, is a senior this year, and he's getting a little senioritis. I just want you guys to pray that he puts in the effort, you know, the last 4 or 5 months so he can do his very, very best and be above average in these last few months before he graduates. And I'm just going to put in my prayer request. Oh, my gosh, God is just so wonderful. I got a new contract for my administrative services business. I start this morning, and my prayer is that I just do an extraordinary job for my contractors, and I can stay here until I get ready to fire them when I get to platinum and artist. So just a prayer request for that. I thank you guys so much.
Amen. Amen. So we're praying for your son, Aaron, his senior year, to stay focused and finish with the spirit of excellence and continued favor for you on your contract job. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Amen. Well, it's so good to always hear your voice. And you have a blessed weekend as we continue to lift you and your family up. We are headed to New Jersey. 973-517, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Benita. I just, first of all, thank you, Minister Robin. That was awesome. I received all of that, and I will stand on the TBA of God. I just have a praise report. I enjoyed spending my mother's birthday last night. It was just her and I, 84 years old, and we had her favorite dinner, which is hash and poached egg, and we blew out some candles, and it was absolutely great. And I just love her so much, and that's my praise report that God has my mom here on this earth, that I can continue to, I'm getting emotional, that I can continue to be with her and she with me. So
Amen.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I definitely celebrate that with you, and tell mommy happy birthday and give her a hug from the TMC family. All righty, to our prayer warriors, y'all all over the line this morning. Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. I just want to give a praise report. My friend Sandra, I'd asked for prayer. She fell, and what we thought was a broken hip, it turned out to be 3 breaks in her femur bone, which is the largest bone in the body and the most difficult to repair. But she had surgery, had a rod installed in it, and she is doing fine. She came through with flying colors. She is recuperating. She's in therapy at the hospital and should be going home on Wednesday. So I just thank you all for your prayers and give God the glory. Thank you.
Amen. She's going home already. That is a big pleasure for that. Amen. Well, please tell Sandra it's an honor, and we will continue to lift her up in prayer.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Next, we're going to 347-223. 347-223, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and Intercessory Prayer Warriors. I thank God for this call, and I received the word this morning. My prayer request is for my daughter, whose name is Jessica. And she
Good morning. You want to give everybody your name first?
My name is Deborah.
Amen. Good morning, Deborah.
And my prayer request is for my daughter, Jessica. She is in transition now and looking for a place to move. And also, she's a little confused about her career path. So I'm asking for prayer for God's guidance and his wisdom for her as she's looking for a place that he will order her steps the way he desires for her to live. And that as she seeks God for her purpose and her assignment, that it will be revealed to her and she'll be obedient to what God is telling her to do.
Amen. Direction in life. That's awesome. We will definitely keep her lifted up in prayer and just speak the wisdom of God over her life. Thank you so much, and we so appreciate your continual support of the Master's Call. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests? We were just excited about that rich word this morning, and I tell you, that went all the way down to my sanctified toes. So we praise God for that. Are there any other prayer requests?
I do have one, Pastor Vanessa.
All righty, Minister Kathy.
Praise God. I want to ask if you all be in agreement with me. My mom is actually having a banquet tomorrow, the 11th, tomorrow evening at her church, and what's happening is she has come under attack in her physical body. So I want you all to stand in agreement with her, come against this pain in her neck and back. She will have a successful event, and that this pain will has to go in the name of Jesus. We know that it's only a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. You totally eradicate it, and that she will have a successful event. The people that have promised to come, that they will show up and totally give her an overflow number is my prayer request.
And this is your mother, Pastor Lucy.
Mm-mm. Yes.
All righty. Well, we got her, and we will definitely lock in agreement that the Lord will touch her body for immediate healing and over-the-top success for her event tomorrow night. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy. All righty, well, we're going.
One more thing.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess it's just I'm just all over the map today. Today is my dad's birthday, so we're thanking God for another year of life for him. So just want to celebrate his birthday today and praise God for another year.
How many years young is your daddy today?
I believe my dad is 71 today.
Amen. 71 years of life. Well, we definitely send a birthday shout out and blessings and for many, many more birthdays to your father. Praise God, especially as
Thank
he
you.
Has been in the vineyard and ministry all these years. We celebrate his life and his influence and his blessings to so many people. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Minister Kathy. Anything else? Okay, I think that's it for Minister Kathy. Okay, we're going to go on out to Miss Jackie in Indiana. We've been praying for you. How are you doing today?
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And I just want to call in and thank you for your prayers. I'm getting stronger every day. And I'd also like to give a praise report for my grandson, Caleb. He went to the doctor yesterday, and he's been cleared, so he's doing quite well. And I thank you for your prayers for him and keep him uplifted in your prayers, as well as my entire family, my daughter and my other grandchildren as well. And I also would like to request prayer because right now I'm in like a transitioning period in my business with artists. So I'm asking that you keep me uplifted in prayers in that endeavor, and that I'm definitely looking for God and His guidance in this, in the path that I'm taking now. So I just ask that you pray that I can hear Him speak to me and not me do it myself.
Amen. We'll pray for the will of the Lord to be done. Amen. That www, we just speak it and decree that it's done. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie. We love you and so appreciate your constant and continual support of the call. Well, we go ahead right up the road from me down to Houston, Texas, to Ms. Angela. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. And I just want to thank you all for the prayer. I'm still battling with this back. I don't know what's going on with it, but it goes in and come out. I think it's my mattress. But just calling in also to ask for prayer. My daughter is going to be meeting with the prosecutor today at noon about the case that we're dealing with. And I'm just asking for prayer that everything goes in our favor, in our favor, because we have a lot at stake, you know, because she's an RN. So I'm just asking for prayer in that area and just prayer for myself as well. And just thank you all for all the prayers. Thank you.
Amen. So is she meeting with your attorney today? Is that what you said about the case?
No, she's meeting with the DA, the prosecutor, whatever it is.
Oh, she's meeting with the DA, and we're praying for favor.
Yes. Mm-hmm, for favor, right. Because I don't know, they done kind of changed up a little bit in there because they just went crazy and they got so many cases on the same thing, so they tell me they changed up a lot of DAs in there. But she's meeting with the prosecutor's DA, with her attorney today at noon.
At noon, that's all I'm going to ask you. At noon. Okay, that's 12 Central Standard Time. So prayer warriors, everybody be calling. And what's your daughter's first name again?
Jacqueline.
And then we'll be lifting her up in prayer. Amen. We know it's already done. We're claiming the Jehovah Nisi victory is already
yes,
over.
Lord,
so we
yes,
just
Lord.
Praise
thank
God
you.
For it. Amen and amen. All righty, Miss Angela. Thank you so much for your support of the call. All righty, that's everybody so far in prayer queue. Is there anybody else before we close out and cover these prayer requests in prayer? I remember at the beginning of the call, we did pray for all of those who had recently lost loved ones, and we lifted up Miss Regina for her funds to come in for her Israel trip. So we will to the Lord in prayer. Did you want me to close out, or did you want to close out in prayer?
Sure. Go ahead, Pastor Vanessa. You could go ahead and close the call out.
All righty, thank you. And again, we so appreciate you doing such an anointed, awesome job, and we just so appreciate your spirit and your dedication to the cause. You can never take it for granted. And that awesome word by Minister Robin today, we just praise God for her. And I tell you, Miss Candy opened up all of the heavens. Minister Candy, with her prayer, and one of our newest prayer warriors, we praise God for you also, Miss Tammy. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you this morning that we know that you are a God that hears and answers prayer, and we celebrate your faithfulness in our lives. Even as we've been pressing in these 37 days of this new year where we are decreeing and declaring and aligning the heavens that all is well in 2012, we come to you specifically on assignment, knowing that according to your word in Isaiah 55:11, that no prayer, no word shall return void. So with the accuracy of the Holy Ghost, with the conciseness and the precision, we speak and decree and release these prayers into heaven, knowing that the PAGA prayers are the prayers that hits the mark. So with Candy's friend, Maxine Adair, Willa's friend Maxine Adair, we speak to her body, every health challenge from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We call out her name, Jehovah Rapha. We send the word of healing. We send it to every organ, every muscle, every tissue, every cell. We call her healed and whole. And for Sister Angela, all we thank you for this exciting time in Aaron's life in his senior year. And we speak that you ring in and arrest his
heart and his mind to be focused and faithful so that he finished this senior year with the spirit of excellence and excel in every area. We thank you for continued favor for Angela's contract job, that you intervene in every way. We speak the blood hedge of protection around her and her family, that she be endued with your favor on that job. We thank you as Benita was blessed to celebrate 84 years of life with her mother, and we speak to her mother's body that there shall be even more years of celebration, of health, of life, of family fellowship, and of a legacy of love. And we thank you for Sandra. We speak the blessings on her body, Jehovah Rapha, that is, she has come through the surgery just great. Father, we speak to those bones, those muscles, those tissues. We call her healed and whole. And I thank you, Father, for a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Deborah's daughter, Jessica, in transition. Father, we send forth the word of God, the wisdom of God. Father, Ephesians 1:17, enlighten her mind, give her spiritual understanding and wisdom beyond her years. You order her steps in this season of transition, and that her steps shall be ordered by you in this moving, in this time of her physically moving, spiritually moving, emotionally. Line her up with your divine will. We thank you that we send blessings to Mother Lucy. We thank you that she is the healed. We curse the assignment of the enemy that tries to continually send pain to her sciatic nerve and her back and her body. The blood of Jesus, devil, we don't ask you, we don't beg you, we demand that you release her now. Let the anointing of the healing virtue of God flow from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you, Father, that we're calling them in tomorrow for this event from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call this event blessed. We call this event successful in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her hard work and her labor of love, and the people will be blessed. Hearts will be encouraged, even souls will be saved. And we thank you for the birthday celebration of her father. I thank you, Father, as you have had him as a general in the body of Christ, trailing the blaze and drawing many souls into your kingdom. I thank you that this day will be a special day in his life as he feels the love of family, friends, church members in the body of Christ. And we celebrate with Jackie on the report of her grandson. I call Caleb healed and whole, and not just back to normal, but seven times better, Father, in the name of Jesus. And in this transition for all of us with her artist business and every artist distributor, I call in an increase to our business, favor as you order our steps. Just take us to that place of wealth and health and prosperity, but utmost posterity of generational blessings. Give her your mind. We speak the 1 Corinthians 2:16, the mind of Christ right now. We send the word of healing to Angela, to her back. We speak to every bone, every muscle, every vertebrae. You will line up and perform and function, Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jesus. And as her daughter meets with the DA today at noon, we speak the favor of God. We speak the favor of God. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. We cancel every hindering spirit. We cancel everything that would try to come against Angela and her mother. We call this the breakthrough, the turnaround, and the anointing that will destroy the yoke. Jehovah Nisi, the victory. And for every unspoken prayer request on this line, the blood of Jesus, ah, God, your blood to the doorposts of our home, to the doorposts of our heart, and our going in and our coming out, the garrison of ministering angels, Michael, archangel of war and warring angels, we thank you now that you will break a way out of no way, that you will fight in our behalf. We speak forth the Psalms 35, that they'll fight against those who fight against us, war against those who war against you, and we call the victory done
in our lives. This Freedom Friday, from whom the sun sets free, is free indeed. And we are free to celebrate you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You all have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.